calling Local Splash. This is Catherine. How can I help?
Hey, Catherine. This is Janky with Noble Locksmith. I'm just trying to see if there's any updates. It's been over a week now, so I don't know what's taking so long.
Let me go ahead and check it for you, Janky. Just stay on the line, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you so much for your patience. I'll get back to you shortly.
Sounds good.
Hello, Janky?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you so much for staying on the line. So I did check with our Google Ads team, and that they, as per our Google Ads team, they're currently escalating it to our Google partner. So we should be looking into getting an update soon about it and getting it transferred back to you. They're on top
that
of
makes
it.
Zero sense. I don't understand how this is overly complicated. I'm gonna literally spend the next few hours here writing a Google review for you guys. Mm-hmm. It is ridiculous.
We sincerely apologize.
How you told me at the beginning that once I, if you do, this is the only reason why I even ran Google's ad.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, whenever you're ready to get Google ad account, your Google ads account back, we'll give it right back to you. No, this is ridiculous.
I completely understand, Janky, and we do sincerely apologize.
You should not lie
it.
To people like that.
Yes, we will be able to, of course, return it back to you, Janky. We're working on it. I'm currently
it
with
take
our...
a week. It took me mm-hmm. 1 day to send that request to your ads guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we can work on the access for
all
now,
you
like
have
giving
to
you
do.
Access.
No. Yeah, just give me access, and I will take
okay.
care of the rest. That's all I'm asking. Just send me the email to request for me to get my admin access back, and I will take care of the rest.
All
like,
right.
That's literally all I'm asking. And I'm talking to a franchise owner here, too, and he's been doing this for a long time, and he's calling bullshit, too, and he's ready to move forward.
I understand.
With legal processes, if you guys want to keep acting that way, because I don't understand why you guys are overcomplicated. All it takes is an email. You have access, your ads guy have access to my email,
mm-hmm.
to the email, which is the way they can literally just send me an access for admin access. And you're refusing to do that. I should have gotten my account last week already.
Apologies, Yankee. I will be checking with them, and maybe we can go ahead and let them know to provide you access.
Because it's already hard enough to get a hold of somebody. Do you know how many times I had to call mm-hmm. this number just so somebody would answer?
Yeah.
I had to call this number. Let me see here. It kept hanging up on me. Apparently, y'all know my number now. But I had to call this number like 7 times, nonstop, back to back to back to back to back until somebody answered.
Yes. Well, remember when I told you, Jenki, that since I'm your account manager, your calls get routed to me, and that if I'm not available I'm on another call, it
I understand that, but it shouldn't
go through.
But the line shouldn't just hang up on a customer. Normally, when I work with other professionals, if they're on the other line, I get a voicemail or a notification.
Okay.
This number, I just get hung up on.
Apologies on that. I'll definitely let our team know about it. I'll get back to you within the day, Jenki, or possibly within the next few hours, reporting just providing you admin access for now. I'll definitely get in touch with you. Okay?
Yeah, this is getting ridiculous. All I need is admin access. Just give me back my admin access. That's all I'm asking for. This should not be this complicated. It takes one email to request to give admin
mm-hmm.
access. You have my email, just send me the admin access request and I will remove the rest. But can't do anything because I don't have access to my account, which makes no sense. I should have seen that as a red flag when I first started with this company, because honestly, I've worked with other ones and I have never had anybody request for me to remove my own access to my own account.
I completely understand that. It was all about purposes, Jenki. Again, we do apologize if that is how it appears.
Like I said, yes, it's about the billing, but like I said, the billing can be changed.
Yes.
Okay,
certainly.
And I can certainly go in and change and update that billing to myself. But
mm-hmm.
I can't do anything because I can't even access my own account. Do you hear how stupid that sounds? I can't access my own account.
I get your point, Jenki, and again...
And then now I'm stuck waiting for...
Yes, I'm sorry that I'm all apologies for now, but I'll work on this today, get some escalations processed, and then I will be getting back to you about it, okay?
Thank you.
I will definitely do what I will definitely do all that I can do to get you back your access.
Please try to get my admin access. Like I said, it's only an email, or else I'll be forwarding everything to the franchise owner, and he can take care of the rest in getting my ad access back, because this is ridiculous. Because he is not in a good mood right now.
I understand. Yes, I'll definitely get in touch with you within the day. I will make sure of that. Okay?
Sounds good. I'll be expecting a call.
All right. No worries. Well, thank you so much again for your understanding and patience, Jenki. I will be getting in touch with you, okay? Have a wonderful rest.
Sounds good. Thank you. You too.